The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3079. All right, we're going to take a pause on our Andor post-season 1 debriefings because the Bad Batch dropped new information and a final trailer. We're going to talk about what we saw and what we've learned here on today's episode. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, there had been rumors kicking around that this week there would be a Bad Batch Season 2 trailer revealed, and it finally arrived on Wednesday morning, along with new key art, that's basically a poster for Season 2, and also a set of release dates and episode titles also, which is very cool. And we've been talking about the possibility of Bad Batch doubling up episodes so that way it could potentially even complete its run before Mandalorian Season 3 debuted. Well, they're not doing that, but they are actually doubling up on a couple of their episode drops. In particular, episodes 7 and 8, their mid-season situation, and episodes 15 and 16, their finale. Those are going to drop on the same day. So the season will actually run its course by March 29th, so there will only be 5 weeks of overlap with The Mandalorian, which means that Mando 6, 7, and 8 get weeks all to themselves. Oh, and that Bad Batch release schedule is also in addition to the double episode drop that's happening in this season premiere on January 4th. Now, the episode titles aren't necessarily altogether revealing. There is one episode early on in the season called Faster, which seems like it might have something to do with the racing shots that we get in the trailer. Tech seems to be running some sort of not pod race kind of thing through a tube-like environment with a lot of scrolling data screens in the background. But the titles do suggest that there's going to be a combination, as with season one, of mercenary missions and world building happening with this time period, which we find out is a few months after the events of season one. And yes, the Bad Batch are still involved in mercenary missions. The finances are still an issue to the degree where we've got another situation with Sid telling them, you know, you want to be free and deal with this one particular heist and you'll be free forever, basically, which is similar to things that she was saying about heist work that she was giving them in season one. But maybe this one's going to be bigger than anything they've had an opportunity to do before. But in addition to the mercenary missions, it sounds like this season we are seeing the natural progression that we saw from last season, where the consciences of the Bad Batch and Omega along with them are starting to weigh on them a little more in light of what they're seeing with the development of the Empire so far. There's already speculation out there that the new character, Fi Genoa, who we meet alongside Sid in a scene in the trailer, who's voiced fabulously by Wanda Sykes, which is very exciting, may have some Rebel connections. And of course, there's a brief blink and you'll miss it shot of Bail Organa in the trailer. And then, of course, there's Rex reaching out to say, hey, you guys got time for a mission for me? So it does seem like activity that actually directly undermines the Empire may be in larger supply this season. Meanwhile, on the other side of the equation, we do get to see Rampart with troopers marching around, but we don't really get a lot with Rampart in this trailer. The major villain situation is between Crosshair and Commander Cody, and it pains me to lump Commander Cody in with the villains, but because he is given order over to Order 66, you kind of have to put him in that territory right now. They have a conversation, Crosshair and Cody do, about the fact that more and more clone troopers are questioning the order. Presumably, this is referring to Order 66, and they're standing in front of a wall which looks kind of like a Vietnam Veterans Memorial-like wall with a bunch of Arabesh characters. I did look at one of the closer in shots, and the characters are apparently nonsense characters. They don't seem to refer to clone trooper designations or nicknames or anything like that. But Cody says the clone troopers are increasingly questioning the order, and Crosshair says, well, that means they're traitors like the Jedi. I find this line particularly interesting because there have been questions over the years about how did the clone troopers get phased out over time? What was the decision-making process? And we know a little bit of that from season one of The Bad Batch with Tarkin getting involved and saying, nope, no more clone production. It's easier to get conscripts and, you know, get just regular human recruits into the Imperial Army and Navy as stormtroopers. But there may also be other factors at play, like the fact that maybe clone troopers over time end up resisting Order 66, resisting the chimp implant, maybe as it breaks down over time. And that could be another reason why we don't see clone troopers by the time we get to A New Hope. But it does seem possible that Commander Cody is going to come in contact with the Bad Batch because of some voiceover stuff we get from Cody where he's talking about the Empire not being the enemy. Yeah, it makes me feel like there is going to be some action between them. And there is a set of sequences shown in the trailer that seem to be in an industrial kind of area. And there are a bunch of robots which are led by someone labeled as Axis Leader in the closed captioning. And then there's a bunch of explosions, and it looks like maybe Cody is in this area. So yeah, it seems like that's possibly where both the forces of good and bad are coming together, and also where we may encounter Gunji, the Wookiee Padawan, last seen in the Clone Wars in season 5 as part of the group of younglings going to Ilum with Ahsoka Tano to get their kyber crystals, now actually has a lightsaber and seems able to use it. And we also get more than a few shots of a sort of rusty colored farming planet, and there's also a rather large and imposing citadel-like structure with a, you know, long driveway heading up to it. I'm calling it a driveway. That's not really what it is, but there is a Clone Wars era tank, an AAT, that is moving down on that thing, which may get blown up at some point. It looks like during the trailer that happens. But we also see that, you know, there's stuff going on there, and the voiceover is indicating that people need help in the galaxy. This may be one of the places where the Bad Batch decides that they can be of particular use beyond just their mercenary activities. So that pretty much wraps up the things I wanted to flag for you from this trailer for the Bad Batch and the additional information that came out alongside it. In fact, I will link to the blog post on StarWars.com at the blog post for the show's episode at SW7X7.com, and I'll do that in the show notes as well, so that way you can check it all out for yourself. And that right there is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.